We're back on Wyoming Sports Talk today, LCCC Coaches Show. Now you get a chance to talk to freshman Courtney Dean, who hails from Denver, Colorado. And again, I'm assuming Courtney, and again, he's a forward in his freshman season at LCCC. I don't think you get too homesick because, I mean, you know, 100 miles down the rope, you're out of here, right?
Yeah.
All right, well, let me real quick, what are you studying at LCCC?
I'm studying psychology right now.
No, that's boy. Talk about a lot of hours there, and some different courses you got to take. Been there, did that.
Yeah, but that might pay dividends though on the court at least a little bit. Again, knowing the player psychology, how they're going about, you know, maybe mind manipulation a little bit. You know,
yeah,
you use that advantage.
Sure, it works for me. All right. Anyway, you've had a chance, you know, especially here in this first go around as we played teams, you know, out of Trinidad, and again, you know, there's guys that in your league down in Denver that have moved on and are playing JUCO ball. I'm assuming you've seen a lot of guys you played against last season and maybe guys from your old school?
Yeah, I've seen a lot of guys actually playing Trinidad. Ian, I went to school. I didn't go to school with him, but he was on the same AAU team as me. Mm-hmm. I played Gervais, of course. We were in the same league in high school. And it's just a bunch of guys from the same branch of the woods as I am, just trying to play basketball.
Is that something that you can use a little bit of an advantage as well, too, if you know, hey, for Gervais, at least instance, where you know he's going to be driving to the right side or be aggressive on the inside, is there a little advantages that you know of playing with those players that you can kind of take into your game, at least when you do face off against them?
Absolutely. But, like, with playing with Gervais, he's a very unpredictable player because you never know when he's just going to pull up or take you to the rim. But, like, playing against everybody else, so you can kind of get the gist of it.
We're going to find out more about your game, especially what you did during the holiday season. But real quick, you know, Nick always likes to ask the question, favorite team, favorite player. So let's go with your favorite team in the NBA.
My favorite team in the NBA is definitely the Los Angeles Lakers.
And
not a Nuggets fan coming out of Denver?
Not even a Warriors fan. Jeez, I mean, nobody likes the Warriors. All right, so do you like the Lakers a lot more now since they picked up LeBron, or was it because LeBron went to the Lakers?
No, I like the Lakers since I was like a kid because of Kobe Bryant, so it's not really LeBron. But.
Okay. All right, we'll give him a pass on that. So who is the player that – is Kobe Bryant? Is that the man that – and again, he had a lot of great years with the Lakers, so I will give you that. And matter of fact, he came out of high school and started in the NBA similar to LeBron. So during the Christmas break, you had a chance to, you know, get away. And team was, you know, 6-9, and, you know, you're – freshmen and you only got a couple sophomores on there and you're still trying to get the feel, you know, with each other. So you got away from basketball, you came back. What was the things that you tried to work on while the Christmas break was in play?
Really just like relaxing my mind, you know, calming down more, and then working on my shot a little bit more just so I can be like more of a threat on the basketball court instead of just an attacker.
Did you kind of pressure yourself right away because, again, you're a freshman? And we had some guys last year that could hit from anywhere in the building. And we can see it with you. We know you're a player. We know that you're good. But did you put too much pressure on yourself right away?
The first couple of games I did, yeah. But then, like, I talked to my dad and my brothers who were college basketball players, and they just told me to just relax myself.
So, you know, with you scoring, what, 18, 19 points the other night, Is that a goal that you set now every night that you're going to step on the floor? Hey, you know, get me the ball. I'm going to hit the threes. I'm going to dribble drive inside. I mean, is that a, you know, an offensive goal that you're going to try to set every night?
Absolutely. But if it's not there all the time, I know what I can do to help the team win.
What other goals do you have at least now, 2019 portion of your at least this season? Whether it is working on free throws, hitting a few number threes, I mean, what other kind of at least goals do you have that you want to at least assist for LCCC that at least for 2019?
Besides scoring, probably rebounding the basketball more, taking less pressure off of David, and, you know, attacking the basket with more like strength and not so out of control.
Is it kind of weird on the floor because, you know, you're coming from high school? And, you know, you played with guys, you know, for maybe 1, 2, 3 years. And then this year you've got Tyrese from Canada. You got Daquan from New York. You've got you from Denver. You've got David from Sweden, and when Kyle's healthy, or you got Stefan on the floor for you got five different personalities on the floor. So you really don't know how each other moves like you did in high school. Is it an adjustment getting to know each other, or are you starting to feel like, yeah, all right, Tyrese is going to, he knows, you know, to throw it down on the block or throw it down on the baseline. I mean, are you guys starting to get that confidence in each other's play?
Yeah, it really didn't take us that long to get, like, the feel for each other, but it's getting so much stronger now. Like, we know what we all want to do on the court and what we need to do.
You're 6'5", you know, 6'6", you'll probably top out. You know, you're in that small forward range. What's in your future? Obviously, you know, with Coach Ficca, you know, he sent a lot of guys off to that next level, and we're glad that you're here at LCCC.
And for you to at least kind of retain on a sophomore year too. But kind of carrying off of that question, though, is it something kind of in your future? Are you looking to, I would assume, continue the basketball career, but are you looking at kind of doing it D1 schools? Would you like to kind of stay in the area, whether it is down in the Colorado scene with CSU, CU, maybe even Denver? Or is it just kind of, hey, whoever offers a good opportunity for me, I'll be happy wherever I head out to?
It's really just whoever offers a good opportunity to me. As long as I can play basketball and continue my education, it doesn't really matter where I go.
You know, you look at the upcoming season as we get into Region 9 play, and again, you know, this is your first look at, you know, JUCO basketball or the Region 9. Do you see things different with players on the floor than you did in high school? What's the big difference that you see now? Is the game faster? Is it stronger? What is it to you?
It's both faster and stronger. Like, you have to be able to run the court at a much higher pace, and the guys that you're going up against are way stronger than what you were in high school. Because they have, like, developed bodies, and they're just brolic guys.
Now, with Kyle being injured, and did you have a chance to play against Kyle or with Kyle down in Denver?
Yeah, I played against and with Kyle. We played on the same AU teams and tell about our juniors in high school.
So, and one final thought for me, because I know we got to get things wrapped up here. We looked the other night, 8 healthy bodies on the bench right now, so that means 5 starters and 3 3 motions that the coach can make. Does that put a little more pressure on you guys now too? Because first thing I always think of, 5 fouls, hasta la vista. So I mean, is that more pressure on you guys, or do you like it? I mean, hey, I got a chance to play 35-40 minutes.
It does put a lot of pressure on us. We gotta like still play strong defense, but stay out of foul trouble. But I do like it a lot, because it's just giving us like an opportunity to show ourselves that we can do a lot.
And coming from Denver, being the Mile High city, and you come up here, I'm venturing to say the extra 1,000 feet of altitude didn't bother you much?
Not at all.
Okay. I just want to make sure of that. Hey, good luck tomorrow night.